views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm so excited to have you join us here today, whether you're listening on KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area, WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York, cable radio network somewhere in the United States, or Transformation Talk Radio somewhere around the world. You're going to be glad you joined me here today. But first, I have to say a big hello to Benny, who makes this all possible. Hi, Benny.
Hey, good day, Christine. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm doing a happy dance because we are having sunshine and more sunshine, and I'm just feeling really good.
It just keeps going. I'm glad I could help you out with that.
Thank you so much. I need to get a private number for you because when I'm not here doing the show, I need to be able to call you and ask for sunshine.
I'll see what I can do. I'll have my people talk to your people.
You know, I have wonderful conversations every week. I'm really grateful for getting the opportunity to do this. And, you know, I talk to some wonderful people, some of them huge names, some of them people that, you know, are just like rising stars. But, you know, as much as I enjoy my conversations every week, there's occasionally somebody who I just feel this real kindred connection with, who I it's like an extra special conversation. And my guest today fits that bill. My guest is Simran Singh. She's an author. She is the author of Conversations with the Universe and her latest book, Your Journey to Enlightenment. She's a creative visionary. She's here to sort of be a rebel. She's a leader of what she calls the Rebel Road. She's the publisher of 1111 Magazine, which has won the Nautilus Award, so it's really cool. She's also a radio talk show host, 1111 Talk Radio, and it's the number one show. She is teaching people not to follow others, but to follow the voice within, and she's helping to empower people to shift. And the way she looks at things is just a little bit different and a lot deeper, and she's able to communicate it in a way that really makes sense for applying it in our daily lives. She's got a passion to share this through traveling, speaking, writing, radio show. And she's helping us to bridge between the dark and the light so that we can learn to step into our own inner radiance. My guest today is the wonderful Simran Singh. Hi there.
Thank you so much. I'm so touched by your words. And we are definitely kindred spirits from the same divine mother and father, obviously, because we really do. We connect in a deep way, and I'm just honored to be on your show. Thank you.
Oh, and I'm so appreciative that you're joining me here today. I know that you are a very busy person because, you know, the last time we talked, you were getting ready to go out on the road to do your Rebel Road tour, and now you've been doing it for how many months?
This is actually 11 months. We're finishing in next week are the last three shows. And so it's been an amazing, magical, opening, expanding, touching experience, I have to say.
Wonderful. So how many cities have you gone to?
We actually ended up going to 60 cities. Originally it was 66, but there was a little glitch along the way. So the actual show has been in 60 cities, but there were additional events that popped up that were not actually shows. So I do feel like we did fit the 66-plus that we initially had intended.
You know, I know you're a bit of a rebel yourself, and tell us a little bit about how you went from living the mainstream life to choosing to listen to that inner voice.
I really started looking at life in terms of what would my soul have really come here for. And there's a huge shift that I believe has to happen for a lot of people, and that shift will actually be the change in the world that allows us to see one another in the profound beauty and depth that we each are, rather than in this place that many seem to approach each other at a distance. Mm-hmm. And that place was really becoming intimate, first with my environment, because I didn't know how to be intimate with me. I didn't know how to really see me or how to really even know what was in my depth, because I didn't want to face what I was thinking. I didn't want to face at all what I was feeling. And for a long time, I didn't even want to look at what I was doing. Uh-huh. And a lot of people are in that place because we get so busy. I was the workaholic. I was the person that was always running. I was the queen of multitasking. And mm-hmm. it was so easy to pay attention to everything outside. It just was easy rather than looking at myself. And so this external environment really helped me, because I started to say, this isn't an external environment. This is actually all of me. These are other representations of me, from every rock and tree to every house and car to every stranger and every friend and family member. Really, they're just me in another form. And so if I'm going to look at them and say anything about them, whether it's a judgment of being wonderful and beautiful and powerful and magnificent, like I see you, Christine, or seeing someone else and thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, they're acting this way or that way, or how could they? Right. And judging them from that perspective, I started to really understand that I was only talking about myself. And that huge shift was the turning point to let me start to become more intimate. Still not with me, but the representations of me that were outside. And that was the first step.
That's fascinating, because I think that the judgment piece is huge. And I've noticed in my own life, as I've shifted to embracing more of who I am, including my shadow side, the judgment has really decreased sort of automatically, and it feels so different interacting with the world when you're no longer, you know, judging like moment-to-moment basis.
Well, and then we have to understand that judgment in itself is not a bad thing, because it is the lack of awareness of our judgments that is the issue. Because if we're judging unconsciously, we don't even know what we're doing. We're in our shadows. We are actually in the experience. Then we came here to the experience experiencing itself. It is actually part of the dark night, and we are supposed to embrace the dark night. So what if that really isn't an issue when we judge people, but becomes an issue when we become aware that we're judging people and we keep doing it?
Right.
That's when the shift has to change, and then all of a sudden we can begin to change. And it started to allow me then to look at myself more. And the more I looked at myself, the more I saw places within me that I wanted to judge, and now was aware of judging, so it had to change. And it's been this very slow but beautiful walk back towards self-love, back towards honoring, back towards being loyal to me again, and allowing myself to discover my individuality, that is that piece of us that came to experience and express, but more so to really recognize my commonality, which is the essence of all of us, which is what brings us together. And that is both within our depth of pain and the power of our presence. And that's what the Rebel Road was about. It was about bridging that depth of pain, that dark night that we want to push away so badly, but that really is the place where the ember of light sits, because we cannot be the powerful presence of light unless we allow the ember to exist first.
Yes. Oh, that's so beautifully said. You mentioned something just now, that you were talking about loyalty to yourself. what does it mean for a person to be loyal to him or herself?
I have experienced so much abandonment in my life and betrayal and abuse. And to look at one's life and say, not that, okay, I'm the victim of all of these things, but to turn around and really say, if I am as powerful as I believe I am, and I am truly the son or daughter of creation, which is creation itself, then how did I create in my life this degree of abandonment and abuse and betrayal? And what I discovered is they are created so that we can discover the opposite. And abandonment is so that we can discover the intimacy, the reconnection to ourselves and everything around us that is another version of us. Right. The betrayal is so that we can discover what it means to be loyal. And what that means is can I come back to myself? Can I honor myself in those moments to speak my voice and how I really feel, even if it doesn't go along with the rest of the crowd? Can I be loyal enough to myself to say, these things are painful and uncomfortable, and they're not serving me, and I need to move to a place or an experience that is more loving or serving? Or can I be loyal enough to say, these things are not going to feel good, they're going to be hard, they're going to be challenging to look at, but the most loving thing I can do right now is dive right into that so that I can really see? That's true loyalty. It's unconditional love to the self.
We're going to have to go to a quick break here, but more with Simran Singh when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come, join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
She thinking me Earl James and Jimmy. Yep, she had plenty, but love for me she didn't have any. I was invited.
Welcome back to the Christine Etcher Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the 1111 publisher, author Simran Singh. She's the author of a couple of wonderful books, Conversation with the Universe and Your Journey to Enlightenment. Now, Simran, before the break, we were talking about loyalty to oneself and your Rebel Road tour. I know you've been through huge transformation where you said, hey, I'm not honoring myself, and to honor myself, I need to take these steps, forward steps. How does a person deal with the fear that comes up when they begin to listen and find that they're being asked by their inner guidance to take steps in a direction they're not exactly comfortable with?
You know, I have a new definition or new an extended acronym for fear other than the one that was most of us know,
uh-huh.
And that is feeling excited about reality.
Ooh.
And I really believe that that's what fear is. It is feeling excited about reality because, in honesty, it's the same sensations as excitement. If you really think
you're
about
right.
it, you know, all of the same bodily, physiological functions happen in the exact same way. But we've been taught and we have decided it's, number one, something called fear that is a bad thing. I think
right.
fear is actually a good thing. It drives us, it supports us, it pushes us. It's what we believe about fear that is paralyzing. And as I moved into the Rebel Road wow. after leaving my own marriage and really getting to a point where I realized who I was, had gotten uh-huh. me as far as I could go, and that it was a story. It was an identity. It was a compilation of every experience and belief and circumstance that I had had based on the environments I had been in. And what if none of that was really true? What if it really was all my story I made up in my perception of everything? So I decided I wanted to discover my unknown self, the other
right.
self that I possibly was beyond the stories.
Uh-huh.
But in many cases, we don't even know the stories that we bought into. And so I decided that I was going to go out on the Rebel Road, and I was going to be completely unlike myself. And what came to me was that I was to put on this one-woman show, and that I was to uh-huh. sing and do comedy and all of these things, and not plan any of it, just show up. Well, I was surprised when I showed up on the first stage, and every stage after that, because it was a different show every single time,
sure.
what started to bubble up out of me were stories from my past, stories from my childhood that really helped me understand, number one, how I became the identity that I had become, and also why I was now doing the Rebel Road. And I would love to share one of the most profound stories with you because it really explains the Rebel Road and its purpose for me, but
yeah,
yet it was something that was going to touch a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a young girl, I grew up in South Carolina, in a very tiny town that had never seen Indian people before, so we were kind of a strange phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about 7 years old, and my sister was about 4 years old, and there was an event in the town with one stoplight that everyone came out for, and it was a mm-hmm. beauty pageant. It was a
uh-huh.
Little Miss beauty pageant. And so my sister and I were entered in this beauty pageant because my mother had heard from the teachers that this was just something that we should all be doing.
Right.
And we entered this pageant and went through all the rehearsals and got excited like two little girls would, and then had the night of the pageant, and everything went as planned until intermission. And then they decided to line up the girls back on stage, not just
right.
my age group, but both age groups.
Uh-huh.
And so there we were, all of the little black girls on one side of the stage, all of the little white girls on the other side of the stage, uh-huh. and my sister and I stood in the middle. And in that moment, the mistress of ceremonies said, would Nikki and Simi Randhawa please come to the front of the stage?
Uh-huh.
And so I got so excited, thinking, oh my goodness, they've chosen us out of all these girls to receive something. Well, we
right.
got to the front of the stage, and the next words were, we'd like to thank you for being in the Little Miss pageant. However, we pick one black queen and one white queen, and you two are neither. So we're going to have to disqualify you. And all
oh
of a sudden,
goodness.
I'm looking out on this entire auditorium filled with people. It got completely quiet, for a few seconds, and then there started to be snickering and pointing and laughing and whispering. And then the EMT said, now go on behind the curtain. And my parents were sitting in the front row, so I couldn't even go to them. Their faces had fallen in horror because of what had just happened. And we were sent back behind the curtain, and I wasn't allowed to go to them until after the pageant was complete. But the interesting thing was, my sister was to come back out on stage and sing during intermission. While this whole process was going on, a tape started playing in my head. Words, beliefs that I don't fit, I'm not good enough, I'm not allowed to be out in the world will never accept me, I'm supposed to hide. And that was the day I became a hermit, very introspective, very shy, and really didn't interact with the world anymore. My sister went out on stage and sang, and she was this cute little four-year-old in a bowl haircut with a floral poofy dress, and she sang her little heart out, and her song was, "This land is your land, this land is mine." So how about that for a conversation with the universe? She was trying to say something. I don't know if they got it, but she got a standing ovation, and people applauded and clapped and cheered because she was adorable.
Right.
And in that moment, her belief system became, I'm accepted, I'm embraced, people love me. Not only do they love me, they stand for me and they cheer for me. Now, my sister today is the governor of South Carolina, and she's running for her second term. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I ended up following the belief system in my head and became more and more and more isolated, creating circumstances that would have me continue to believe the lies I had bought into. So what I realized as I was out on stage, and this was the first story that came to me, you know, my nickname is Simi. And so when I started telling the story, all of a sudden I realized Simi was sent behind the curtain. And that this rebel road had to be for her first, because it was for Simi to see me. It was for me to see me and be out front for me, to say that what you were taught then is not the truth. That you're worth your own space, your own presence, your own time, your own voice. And you're the only one that matters, even if no one else can applaud or stand or even show up. You show up for yourself. And that's the message I want people to really understand, is your life, your experiences, everything you do has to be for you first. And when you do it with that level of commitment, loyalty, and love, then everything you need will show up. And you're going to see outside of you that it touches other people in the process. And that's how I live my life.
That's amazing. And it's such a great, great story, because you get to see the different directions the judgment, whether it's positive or negative, can send a person based on their internalized beliefs about themselves, based on that. And, you know, I think that so many of us really have this desire to be seen and heard. You know, isn't it really about seeing ourselves and listening to ourselves? I mean, isn't that really what we're longing for?
You're so right. I mean, I think we can all go back to our childhoods, and rather than going at it from the approach of, okay, I've healed that, I've worked with that, I've solved that issue, and thinking that this is something that we have to get done, but really going back and cherishing who we were and giving back to ourselves the things that we lost, like being seen by the big people, like being heard for the truth and the wisdom that we carried as children. My second book, Your Journey to Enlightenment, is all about how to break from the conformity that we've all bought into by becoming these replications of society. And we've done that by enslaving ourselves or putting ourselves in bondage to the very people that we were trying to be loyal to instead of ourselves. And once we step out of conformity into the opposite of that, which is courage, then we can go back to living from the truth that we were born with. And that is the perspective of the divine child. That's not the childish place. It's the childlike place. It's the perspective of wonder and excitement and curiosity and the knowing that everything's at your fingertips and that magic is real. And when we live from that place, truly just allowing the childlike nature of us to say, I want to get up on stage right now and I want to sing my heart out, even if I have no idea what I sound like or what it looks like. I didn't know how to sing. I'd never sung in my life. But there was a part of me that just needed to do that as the child. And the amazing thing, and I say this in my first book, Conversations with the Universe, We are experiencing itself. Mm-hmm. And most people think they have to have it all together, perfected, rehearsed before they do anything, that they have to be certified and that they have to be the best and recognized or seen as the expert before they do anything. But if we're experiencing itself, what if we are to experience ourselves along the way getting there? My first show, I can tell you it wasn't that great singing-wise. Uh-huh. I can even tell you that I left out two verses. But I can tell you that over the course of 66 shows, I've developed a really good voice. And I'm amazed myself. People come up to me that are singers that say, you've got an amazing voice. But I couldn't have had that experience unless I was willing to get out there and be vulnerable enough to say, can you accept me and love me for who I am? Because I do. And do you know, even at the first show, people were applauding. People were touched. A woman came up to me at the end who was an opera singer, and she said, I'm so grateful you did the show because I have wanted to go out into the world. I've been invited by four different opera troupes to travel the world and sing, and I've turned everyone down because of one fear. I was afraid I would forget the words. You just showed me how to do that, and I'm now going to go out and be a singer. Little old me that didn't know how to sing, that forgot words, helped someone go live their dream.
That's fabulous. You've, when we say yes to expressing ourselves, we give other people the permission and, you know, the inspiration to do the same.
We certainly do. And we just bought into this lie that we have to live up to a certain standard or that everything has to be according to an image. And really, that's all make-believe. None of that is real. It's the illusion we've bought into. And the truth is, you chose to be on earth for you, for the full expression of you in whatever way you wanted, because you are infinite possibility. And you have the ability to create that in any kind of storyline that you would have in this moment. You have to decide, is the storyline you're in working for you? And if it's not, you have the chance to have any storyline, just like a child that might be playing with their Barbies in 1 second and all of a sudden decide they want to run outside the next. We have that freedom, but we willingly take it away from ourselves.
Simran, we're going to take another quick break. But before we get a break, can you please share with our listeners how they can connect with you over the Internet?
Most definitely. My website is simran-sing.com. That's simran-sing.com. In addition, you can access my 1111 magazine, which I give away freely, at 1111mag.com. And it's always filled with amazing people and amazing voices. So definitely let yourself have 1111 magazine.
Yeah, it's great. So more with Simran Singh when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy Workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today on KKNW AM 1150, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm having a conversation today with one of my favorite people to have a conversation with, Simran Singh, and you get to listen in. Now, Simran is the author of Conversations with the Universe and Your Journey to Enlightenment. She's the award-winning publisher of 1111 Magazine, which I know many of you have already heard of, and many of you probably subscribe. She's a syndicated radio talk show host, 1111 Talk Radio, and she has been bringing all sorts of change and transformation to the world via her Rebel Road Tour. You know, Simran, I know that you're all about transformation. Do you think it's all about individual transformation, or do you think that there's something larger going on in the world, as individuals are changing?
I think that something larger goes on in the world as we choose to change in our individual self. I think that we are definitely a collective outpicture that shows up as the world and all of its experiences. And the only real change that can happen is when we do it from the inside. What the Rebel Road represented, and what I also speak about in Your Journey to Enlightenment, is the creative rebel, that we are here to move out of replication into the creative rebel perspective. And the rebel is actually a very spiritual term. It's a very sacred term, and it symbolizes, particularly the creative rebel, symbolizes an understanding that there really is nothing wrong out there. I know that it appears there's a lot of chaos. It appears that there are things that need to be fixed. It appears that people are suffering. But in actuality, there's nothing out there that needs to be saved, fixed, or healed. In fact, there's nothing internally that needs to be saved, fixed, or healed. This is all for experience. What the creative rebel does instead is dives into their heart of what the heart wants as its passion. What is it here to create? Because as experience experiences itself, we are here to express our full creative capacity. And in doing so, by really letting ourselves go to the whims of the heart and creating those things that seem so totally illogical, that are impractical, that seem to make no sense at all, what we allow is actually the inspiration that will handle all those things outside and will also be the fountain of youth to handle all the things internally that look like disease. But we've never been taught that. We've never been shown that when you just take the leap of faith and you live in that place of abandon, that you allow yourself to open up every cell with the positive emotions and the effervescence of your essence and the excitement of possibility so that they can recreate themselves. No one ever told us that. They told us that we needed to be practical and that we needed to get real jobs and that we needed to look at the world and realize that, you know, we got to protect ourselves. All of those mindsets are not only keeping us limited, but they're actually allowing us to die inside in different ways. And when we start dying inside, what we see on the outside is death. We see the death of societies, of systems, of cultures. We see the death of everything. And so if you want to see aliveness on the outside, then you have to seek aliveness within. And the only place that that lives is within your heart.
Wow. You know, Simran, I've got a 19-year-old son who is in college, and he's been trying to determine his major. And he keeps going back to the, you know, well, this would be a lot of fun to do, but I don't think I can make any money at that, so I have to choose something that's sensible. And I keep telling him, and you know, you can only tell a 19-year-old so much before they start pushing you away. So I've been trying to tell him in a very gentle way, you really need to honor what brings you joy, because that's what's going to create your success. And if you're trying to be successful within a realm where you're not enjoying it, then it's not success at all. But, you know, he's been trying to battle the inner inspiration versus what the external societal guidance has been about, you know, how he moves forward.
And I so get that. I have a 12-year-old son, and part of the reason for embarking on the Rebel Road was I really wanted both of my boys to have a full view of how large the world is, of how expansive the possibilities of all are, of how amazing different people are and the different ways people live. Because in particular, I could see that my 12-year-old had gotten used to the traditional systems. You know, he had grown up with a father who has had generation after generation being a doctor. And so he, you know, they're all in a certain mindset of this is how you study and this is how you focus and you want a certain lifestyle so that you can live in a certain way. And so that was the mindset that was there. And that's fine if that's the choice that he was to make. But I wanted him to know that could he follow his heart, that not just follow it because that was what was done, but see what really calls to you. And he really struggled on the Rebel Road because it meant homeschooling and it meant no structure. And he had already gotten to the point where that had been so ingrained in him that it created such stress and struggle to not be in that place. And we got to a point where he really had an emotional moment where he said, "You're ruining my life. I'm going to be behind. I'm going to now be a failure my lifetime because I didn't go through the seventh grade." That's what we're doing to our children. We are actually showing them that they have to be something in a certain way, otherwise they fail. And what that does is create shame. And so that's part of the reason that the Rebel Road had to take a turn, is to get him back in a place where he could be emotionally supported and allow him to finish out his year in the traditional structure. But the beauty was he came back in discovering that he had learned far more and was actually excelling in grades far greater than he had been before. And he had seen more in the 8 months than most people see in an entire lifetime. And so I know that even though there were parts he didn't like, as he goes through life, there are seeds that have been planted, just like the ideas that you place in your son's mind, whether he chooses them or not right now. The seeds are planted for those then to grow at some point if they continue to follow the more traditional conforming path as opposed to the path of the heart.
Right. And, you know, with my oldest son, we homeschooled him until he was about in 10th grade, and he took some classes outside the home. But, you know, he developed such a joy for learning, and he's very philosophical. He spends time looking up things about consciousness on the Internet. And I know that if he had been in a normal environment, the conventional environment, that it would have squelched that joy. And so good for you for doing that, despite the fact that he was screaming bloody murder about how you were ruining his life.
You know, we would all think that at that age, because you leave your friends, you leave things behind that are important to you. But that's exactly what even we as adults do. When it comes time for that change, we go into that place of fear that I'm going to fail. I'm not going to be like everyone else. I'm going to leave my tribe, my family. They're not going to understand. Uh-huh. These are all of the excuses that we make to not fully step into our dreams. And that's what I try to assist people in moving from in the book, Your Journey to Enlightenment, so that they can go back to that place of perspective of the divine child, so that they move into a place where they're really creating and allowing rather than toiling and striving and pushing. Mm-hmm. Because we're not meant to work. We're not meant to have it hard. That right. is the biggest lie that we've bought into.
Oh, I know, and it's so prevalent. I mean, people view that as truth. Like, just it's a basic truth of being human, and it's not true at all.
It's no different. We've been brainwashed. That is no different than brainwashing. Mm-hmm. And so what we need to do is cleanse our mind of all those beliefs and thoughts and really decide, can I be in my unknown self? You know, if I weren't who I really believe that I am,
uh-huh.
what would be possible? Who would I be? What steps would I take? And,
right.
you know, for those willing to go there, you'll be surprised at how magically, number one, the signs, symbols, and synchronicities show up, those conversations uh-huh. with the universe that I talk about in my first book,
yes.
and how the doors open and how the meetings happen that just all of a sudden are like, oh, my goodness, you won't believe what just happened.
Exactly.
Those kinds of moments just happen again and again and again.
So how does a person in, you know, today, in their daily lives, how does a person begin to listen and follow and, you know, move towards that change of expressing themselves more fully?
I would say the first step is to really look at your life and see, are you truly, honestly happy, fulfilled? Mm. Are you having life the way you want it? Do the different areas of your life reflect to you what you really, really would create if you had a blank canvas to create on?
Right.
And if you do not see that, then look at your life and see, where have I created excuses? And you have to be really clear what these excuses are, because my excuse originally when I got a divorce could have been, I'm a single mom with two kids. How could I possibly just leave out on the road?
Right.
Most people's excuse is, I don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that those excuses are just thoughts, and those thoughts stem from belief systems. And who could you be if you allowed the opposite excuse? And feel every emotion that goes through, because I can tell you, you're going to feel something, that old type of fear that you thought was fear. You're
uh-huh.
going to feel upset that, how come I don't get to do this because of this person did this, or this person left me in this situation,
uh-huh.
or the sadness that, how can I possibly have this dream? It doesn't really make any sense. You have to feel those emotions, because underneath those emotions are the joy, are the happiness, are the inspirations that will help you exactly achieve what it is that you want.
So you're not saying to, like, focus just on the positive, but to also explore and embrace that that part of ourselves that, you know, is resistant, is in fear, you know, which is very different than what some people will say.
You know, I think that we've been done a slight disservice in spirituality and motivation, in the mm-hmm. sense that a lot of us have been taught that if we just change our mind, if we just be positive, if we just state affirmations and set intentions, everything's
mm-hmm.
going to be okay.
Yes.
But what we don't realize is underneath all of that is all of the unconscious patterning and behaviors and beliefs that we've carried. And although those positive statements and those affirmations and changing your mind is going to create a change, it will not be a sustained change.
Yeah.
It will last for a while, but when those other emotions and those other beliefs start to creep back up, that is why the chaos shows back up in your life. That is why the dysfunction will reappear. That is why you will have a fender bender or something happen in your house or end up with an issue in your body. It's
mm-hmm.
because you're not dealing with the part of you that is calling you. We are each here to discover the lover and the beloved. We are each here because there's a longing to have the belonging that we've all wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if we turn back inside, we're going to find amidst the shadows the very self that is responsible for creating all of that that we would term as chaos, but that is the very self that loved us enough to create the adventure of a lifetime so that we could fall in love again, perhaps for the very first time, and that would be with ourselves.
More with the wonderful Simran Singh when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm talking today with the author of Your Journey to Enlightenment, Simran Singh. Now, Simran, you know, each of us is on our paths, right? And whether we recognize it or not, whether we're listening or not, how do we go from, I don't know, thinking that we're walking our talk to really walking our talk? Because it seems like for many of us who've been on our spiritual journeys, we say the right things, we do some of the right things, and we're just not settled into our wholeness yet. How do we make that transition from on our path to truly embracing our wholeness?
You know, I think it means really being radically honest to every step of the process that we are on called life. And that means really looking at the things that resonate or no longer resonate with you.
Mm-hmm.
Money is probably one of the easiest places to see this, because money has been used as a manipulative tool in history throughout time. And that is probably a place that drives people emotionally to make their choices.
Oh, yeah.
And so if each of us, especially in fields of spirituality and motivation, or if changing careers or making a choice to really change your lifestyle, if you can look at how you're working with money, you will see whether you're operating out of fear or love. Because money, metaphysically, is actually the representative of relationship. It means relationship.
So give me some examples.
So if we are, let's say someone is saying, I want to change my career. I no longer like what I'm doing, and I can't really stay in this job anymore because now it's just making me sick, and I'm just feeling bad all the time. But I can't leave because this has a really good pension, or this has a really good salary. You're really staying out of fear of the unknown. You're not staying because of a relationship to yourself. What you're going to end up finding out will happen is you're going to have dysfunction show up in other parts. You're going to have issues show up at work that make it even worse. You're going to even find out that your money starts to dry up in other areas of your life.
Right.
Your relationship and your money are directly related. So if the same person then turned around and said, I know that this job is the one that provides me security, I know that the money is there, but what feels really good to me right now is to step back, to take time to allow myself to figure out what I want, to really see what makes my heart sing. So I'm going to take the opportunity to actually step away from this. And that's a radical choice. Let's say you totally step away to where there's no money coming in. That requires a level of trust, and it requires a level of a relationship with yourself and the rest of yourself, which is the world around you. And when you do that, you actually open an energetic portal, a vortex. And that energetic portal or vortex is not outside of you. It's actually internally. It's actually in your DNA. And when you do that, you send out a ripple that literally will bring to you opportunity or the money that you need to get where you're going. It may not bring you excess, but it will bring you exactly what you need for your next step. And that's where we need to go, regardless of who we are, developing more levels of trust.
You know, Simran, I've also seen the opposite, where people think that they're following their path, and then they are struggling within the context of doing what they love. What's getting in the way within the context of that sort of relationship?
I think if there's ever a struggle in doing what you love, and I can speak to this one, because 1111 magazine is something that I have self-funded from the moment that it was born.
Uh-huh.
And I've never been the type that's good at selling advertising or doing things like that. So I've always paid out of pocket, hoping that it would somehow cover itself. It never has. But had it actually flourished monetarily, I don't know that I would have gone any further to even write books or do anything else.
Ah.
What is the reason that your money is not showing up and you're doing, although you're doing what you love, is because you haven't gotten into the fullness of your own expansive self yet, that those are simply steps along the way, and that if you will allow yourself to keep opening and not stop where you think you're supposed to stop, but open to the divine will that is taking you somewhere on an incredible adventure to where the bounteousness, timelessness, and abundance overflows exponentially. The fact of the matter is, we are in love all of the time. We are with love all of the time. We are of love all of the time. We're simply to be here as love. If you'd like, you can adopt my mantra that I say all of the time, because if you allow yourself to be this, you will see your life start to unfold. And that simply is in love, of love, with love, as love. Breathe in the love that you are. Hold the breath of the love that you are. Exhale with the love that you are, and then hold the space as the love that you are, and manifestation will happen.
That's beautiful, Simran, and I so enjoy all that you have to share, and I know you've got more expression on its way, you know, in various realms. Thank you. Now, can you please share with our listeners one more time how they can connect with you over the internet?
Absolutely. Thank you, Christine, for having me on again. It's been an honor and a pleasure. And I can be found at simran-singh.com. That's S-I-M-R-A-N-Singh, S-I-N-G-H.com. And 1111 Magazine is available for free at 1111mag.com.
Yeah, and it's great. And I love your writing as well. And your books are Conversations with the Universe and Your Journey to Enlightenment. Thank you so much, Simran, for joining me here today. I always enjoy talking with you.
Thank you, Christine. Best wishes. Love to you.
And thank you all for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please share the archives with other people you think will be inspired by this. And I hope you enjoy your week. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Struella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Storella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Storella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.